After many years of suffering, they were saved from their miserable fate by a young Jew called Moses, who for a long time had dwelt in the desert, and there had learned to appreciate the simple virtues of his earliest ancestors, who had kept away from cities and city life, and had refused to let themselves be corrupted by the ease and the luxury of a foreign civilization. Moses decided to bring his people back to a love of the ways of the patriarchs. He succeeded in evading the Egyptian troops that were sent after him, and led his fellow tribesmen into the heart of the plain at the foot of Mount Sinai. During his long and lonely life in the desert, he had learned to revere the strength of the great God of the thunder and the storm, who ruled the high heavens, and upon whom the shepherds depended for life and light and breath. This God, one of the many divinities who were widely worshipped in Western Asia, was called Jehovah, and through the teaching of Moses he became the sole master of the Hebrew race. One day Moses disappeared from the camp of the Jews. It was whispered that he had gone away carrying two tablets of rough-hewn stone. That afternoon the top of the mountain was lost to sight. The darkness of a terrible storm hid it from the eye of man. But when Moses returned, behold, there stood engraved upon the tablets the words which Jehovah had spoken unto the people of Israel, amidst the crash of his thunder and the blinding flashes of his lightning.